Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Breaking news, there are satellite images, and what they appear to show is rapid construction at several suspected silo fields in China that could eventually launch nuclear weapons. All of this as the country is also significantly bolstering its military capabilities.
CNN has learned that the U.S. is developing contingency plans for possible Russian escalation in its war in Ukraine, including the potential use of tactical nuclear weapons.
The prospect of nuclear conflict, once unthinkable, is now back within the realm of possibility.
U.S. Coast Guard spots Chinese guided missile cruiser and Russian naval ships off the Alaskan coast. A patrol boat found 86 miles off the coast of Alaska. Three Chinese naval ships, including a guided missile cruiser, as well as four Russian naval vessels, including a destroyer, spotted in a single battle formation.
I think that Russia and China are working on things behind the scenes, and our leaders are so behind the ball, and our media is so behind, that they don't see what's going on.
Instead of calming tensions, in fact, they seem to be deliberately provoking Russia.
Breaking, Zelensky says NATO must, quote, launch preemptive strikes on Russia.
They all believe that defending Ukraine is worth risking Armageddon. It means the end of the world.
Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
It's our best seller. We first came out with it 5 years ago, and it was a moderate seller. But as folks tried Vitamin Mineral Fusion and experienced the way it made them feel and how healthy it made them, it has become our number one overall bestseller. And it's been sold out for a while, but it's finally back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion doesn't just supercharge your immune system, but it helps every cellular function of the body. It has all the minerals, all the key amino acids, all of the essential vitamins that you need to live and be healthy. Essential means without these things, you die. And so much of the food is debased. There's so many chemicals in the environment. It is critical to bolster our body's defenses with a product like this. Now, there are other great vitamin mineral products out there, but this is amongst the very best, and it's a low price, and it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you lose is not taking action today, getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Tuesday, October 11th, 2022, and the world is awakening to the deadly threat of imminent thermonuclear war. Here's Tulsi Gabbard leaving the Democratic Party.
I can no longer remain in today's Democratic Party that's under the complete control of an elitist cabal of warmongers who are driven by cowardly wokeness, who divide us by racializing every issue and stoking anti-white racism, who actively work to undermine our God-given freedoms that are enshrined in our Constitution, who are hostile to people of faith and spirituality, who demonize the police but protect criminals at the expense of law-abiding Americans, who believe in open borders, who weaponize the national security state to go after their political opponents, and above all, who are dragging us ever closer to nuclear war. Now, I believe in a government that's of the people, by the people, and for the people. Unfortunately, today's Democratic Party does not. Instead, it stands for a government that is of, by, and for the powerful elite. Now, I'm calling on my fellow common sense, independent-minded Democrats to join me in leaving the Democratic Party. If you can no longer stomach the direction that the so-called woke Democratic Party ideologues are taking our country, then I invite you to join me.
The Democratic Party is 100% a weaponized criminal globalist operation against America. Trump and our liberty movement got a major beachhead in the controlled neocon Republicans, and we are very close to taking over the Republican Party. That's why the globalists are starting wars, imploding borders, annihilating the economy, because they know they're on the way out. All right, we took a lot of calls yesterday. I thought they were really informative on World War III, on the economy, on the assaults on humanity. We're going to cover a lot of critical news as well today, but I want to give the number out. In fact, I'm going to give the number out at the start of the next segment. We're going to take calls throughout the broadcast. We also have several big guests joining us, like Stephen K. Bannon, Mike Adams, and others in the second and fourth hour today. But Bannon's only over 30 minutes, so we'll take calls this hour. We'll take calls after Bannon leaves, and then we have a whole hour before Mike Adams comes on, 1 to 2. Then Michael always, as usual, knock it out of the park. So big broadcast lined up today as we attempt and have a lot of success igniting brush fires in the minds of men and women of liberty. Okay. Wow. You talk about exhausted. I am extremely exhausted. I look exhausted. I am exhausted. I know you're exhausted. But evil is even more tired than we are, and it's being worn out right now, and it's losing on every front. So we've just got to fight, 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 fight. Because if we give up now, and if we don't go all in now, if you think things are bad today, woohoo, baby, we have not seen the tip of this iceberg yet. So we're going to take your phone calls, first-time callers, long-time callers, people that agree, people that disagree. If you've got a serious beef with me, I'll debate you on it. If it's some made-up talking point, I'm not going to sit there and spin my wheels. But I love folks that disagree as well. Try to get an idea of what you're actually thinking. Let me tell you what's on the agenda today in between your phone calls. I have several big stacks that have been building up over the last few days that I haven't hit yet that I do want to hit, and that is the whole transgenderism weaponization coming after our children. Shocking footage of men and women that had their testicles and breasts cut off and penises cut off. And now when they say that they were coerced as children to sign up for this, they're being censored by the horrible, wicked monsters of big tech that are big pharma that know exactly what they're doing. The same big pharma and big tech that censor the incredible news, documented on every front, that the so-called vaccines are not vaccines and are bioweapons that destroy the blood, just to start, in their host bodies. FDA will withhold autopsy results of those who died after COVID shots in latest shocker. But we already have the epidemiologist out of Germany and out of the UK and out of Canada, the US and Australia confirming the coroners, the pathologists, the virologists, all of them coming out and documenting that it is the shots that are killing people. At least 6 million dead we know of. This is a genocide of biblical proportions, and they're just getting started. And so for all of you that signed on with the New World Order, all of you that signed on for censorship, all of you that signed on for tyranny, I hope you really feel good about yourselves, because you are destroying us along with your evil asses. And I understand you get a thrill out of evil. You get a thrill out of oppression. You get a thrill out of dominance. And because you've sided with the powers that be, you think you're winning. You're only winning for a short season. You're only winning for a very short period, and you lose in the end. You may win some battles, but you are, and you will, lose your war against humanity. Then we've got this big stack of reports. Last week, the World Economic Forum was given $100 million by the Canadian government to establish a world ID. This week, Bill Gates donated $200 million to expand the program, and they're using the Communist Chinese world ID as the model, complete with our new Chinese police departments, Communist Chinese departments, we're setting up in every Western nation to keep an eye on us. We now have the Chinese Communist world ID system. That's coming up. We'll also tie that in to the Democrats not liking their own medicine. And that is just more and more ridiculous, oxymoronic statements by the mayor of D.C., the mayor of New York, the mayor of Chicago, and other Democrat mayors saying, we are in an emergency. We can't take any illegal aliens. This is the end of the world. And not understanding the fact, or they do understand the fact, that they're the ones running the policy that caused this. But as soon as it's put in their backyard, they scream bloody murder. So we've got some new totally insane clips on that front coming up at the start of the next segment that just really show how the minions of the New World Order are pretty stupid. Because I can tell you, the mayor of Chicago, the mayor of New York, the mayor of D.C., these are puppets put there because they're stupid. And it's the people behind them, running them and controlling them, that are the truly evil folks. But Mayor Eric Adams has declared an emergency in New York, saying we didn't plan for this, we didn't ask this, we can't handle this, it's got to stop. It's got to stop? You got, what, 20,000 illegal aliens, Buster? Texas has got 10 million. Arizona's got more than 10 million. California's got 30 million. How do you like going bankrupt? How do you like all the collapse of society and the social safety net going away? How do you like the third world's poorest people being moved here after the UN cut off their food and water for 2 years? I don't blame these people coming here. They're refugees in the New World Order. And then a New World Order puppet sits up there. I'm not saying they should be allowed in. I'm just saying I don't hate them. No, I hate the globalists that engineered the collapse of their countries and then send them here to collapse us. And that's what this is total and complete weaponization. With the crime waves and the homelessness and the fentanyl and all of it, this is war against our country. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. We're going to be laying it all out here with so much more. And as I said, your phone calls, I'll give the number out when we come back on the other side. Infowars.com stands as the beacon of resistance against the globalists. I thank you all for tuning in today, and I thank you all for sharing the links, because this is the time Infowars was built for. This time in history, right now, people are more open-minded to the truth than ever. We'll be right back as we battle the Great Reset and the New World Order.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Latipo is a hero. He's the type of person we need as U.S. Surgeon General. And we need people like Governor DeSantis as president. He went on the War Room yesterday with Steve Bannon, who joins us next hour, and laid out the evil, just murderous coordination between big tech and government to silence the medical truth of the weapon we've just been hit with.
Dr. Latipo, did Twitter, did the senior management of Twitter, did any of these social media oligarchs hook you down? Did anybody reach out to you and ask you for the backup analytics? They ask you about your study, to ask you about anything before they took you down, sir?
Certainly they didn't reach out to me personally. I guess in theory maybe they reached out to the office, but I've heard no such thing. But, you know, this whole, I mean, it is really almost criminal, really, in terms of how much disregard that they have for human rights. That, and I'm not talking just about Twitter, but this whole body that thinks it's okay to crush the voices of others because you don't like their message. Here's a message that, this is not a message that is in our interests or in someone else's interest. This is a message in terms of the data, the information that we were providing. It's a message for people, for humanity, so that people can make informed decisions. You want to do more research? Terrific. You think you've already seen enough evidence and you think our methods are persuasive to you, that you believe that our results are great, are correct? Terrific. Like, humans, people get to make those choices, but this body of tech and other forces that come in and silence people, they don't think human beings have the right to have free access to information that they don't want them to have access to. So it's, I mean, it's, you know, Twitter, yes, but it's a huge deal.
He said, almost criminal. No, it's mass murder. It's extremely criminal to block tens of thousands of doctors and scientists and millions of citizens telling the truth and what they experienced and how the shots made them sick and how they suppressed all the therapeutics like hydroxychloroquine and, of course, countless other things that are devastating to COVID and incredibly empowering to the body. Unbelievable what these monsters have done to ivermectin and so much more. Now I want to shift gears into the war, big developments on that front, escalations every day. The Russians are now rolled out evidence of an attack drone with a bomb that crashed and unsuccessfully did not detonate, blowing up Nord Stream 1. This turned out to have happened years ago. We're going to be getting to that. Russia is now blowing up and destroying most of the power producing structures in Ukraine. So this has gone from a police action, as Putin called it, to full-out war. And he's brought in this scorched earth general who has the nickname General Armageddon. So good job, New World Order. But I play a few clips from years ago of Soros bragging and Obama bragging about what they set up and the overthrow of the government in Ukraine and what it has led to today.
A foundation in Ukraine before Ukraine became independent of Russia. And the foundation has been functioning ever since.
There is one person who was very deeply involved in Ukraine, and that's Biden. He had a lot more patience than I had in trying to convert Poroshenko into a democratic leader.
But the opportunity to generate a united Ukraine, getting it right, is within your grasp. And we want to be your partner, your friend in the project. We want to, and we're ready to assist.
We're also asking Congress to act promptly to deliver on
an aid package, including a $1 billion loan guarantee that can help smooth the path for reform inside of Ukraine and give the Prime Minister and his government the capacity to do what they need to do as they are also.
Now, this next clip has been making the rounds from Stephen Colbert. This is in 2014 with an Obama spokesperson, one of the cute little actors. Say that again, guys. Yes, Michael Hudson. Thank you for reminding me of his name. Michael Hudson on there making a joke about the plan for the war and the project to overthrow Ukraine. And it's so funny. It's so cute. It's so fun. And now we're living years later on the edge of World War III. Here it is.
I just wish Ronald Reagan were still alive to fix this mess. Here to tell me how to reanimate Reagan is the editor of Foreign Affairs magazine, Gideon Rose. Mr. Rose, thank you so much for being here. There's the magazine, Foreign Affairs. Now, let's pause right there.
Let's just stop. It's no big deal. We're going to start this back over. It's Gideon Rose who had worked with the Obama administration. In fact, we're going to stop right there. I'm going to restart the show at this point. I almost didn't do the show today because I got a headache, and I'm in a bad mood, and I'm just going to reset everything right now. Because I really can't do the show when I am working till 10 minutes before the show on just keeping this place on air. And I should have just taken off today and had Owen do the show. I should have just worked behind the scenes. In fact, get Owen ready. He's going to take over. I'm leaving. I guess I got Bannon coming up. I got to do it. But I just can't do it anymore. I want you guys to print me the article on the YouTube of that so I have the actual articles. When you click on the YouTube, open it up with the menu under it so I have the description under it. We'll start over. Thank you. Now, I'm going to calm down for a moment. Get my bearings, and I'll be able to do the show. I may have to go to rebroadcast for a little while. And I'm not mad at anybody. I just get overloaded at a certain point, and in the past, I spent about 10% of my time getting funny, keep us on air. Now I spend 50% of my time, and I'm not complaining. It's just something I don't like doing, and it irritates me because I don't like business. I don't like numbers. I don't like jacking with stuff constantly. But the good news is InfoWars is still on air. We have a plan to stay on air. And it would take a big stress off of me and keep this important operation on air if folks would continue to support what you've been doing. And I want to thank you. We're shipping stuff within 24 hours, your order coming in. We've got products you really need right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And there's been big runs on iodine because of all the nuclear war news. We don't sell the highest quality iodine as a protection for nuclear war. But it's not really a protection for nuclear war, folks. Yes, a few isotopes, some of the most common in fallout that go into the thyroid. If your body has good iodine already in your thyroid, it won't absorb the radioactive isotopes, and that's one of the main causes of death. But if there's a nuclear war, there'll be mass starvation and total collapse of civilization. And so, you know, might as well just go ahead and die quickly, in my view. The reason we sell high-quality iodine, the highest quality you're going to find anywhere, is because it's incredible for your whole body. And when you do have good iodine in the thyroid, it blocks all the bad halogens like chlorine, fluoride, bromide, you name it. So X3 is back in stock, 50% off. And I've extended the big supercell for a few more days, 40 or 50% off, store-wide, InfoWarsStore.com. On BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, vitamin C with zinc. Fluoride is the enemy. It's the bad halogen to the same family as chlorine, bromide, you name it. What's the good halogen? Ladies and gentlemen, it is iodine. And we have the highest quality iodine you're going to find anywhere exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is X3 triiodine, the deep earth crystal iodine, and two other healthy types that help absorb it better into the cells for all cellular function and for energy and so much more. Get your X3 exclusively today at InfoWarsStore.com. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it energizes your body and every cellular function. It takes about 2 weeks for it to kick in. A couple drops every day under the tongue. Experience X3 today, back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I'm 95. Hey, hell, I pay the price. Always to be left alone in my average.
All right, I want to open the phones up throughout the next 3 hours plus that we're hosting here today. On any subject you want to raise, any topic you want to bring up, I love the wild card nature of it. Toll free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Let me get back to where we were. So I just played you a clip of George Soros and Obama bragging how they overthrew Ukraine. And there's countless other clips of him saying it as well. And then we have this clip from Stephen Colbert program back in 2014, talking to a Council on Foreign Relations globalist member, Gideon Rose. And there they are laughing and giggling about the whole project to basically take over and overthrow Ukraine, the birthplace of the Slavic Russian culture. Go back 1,000 years ago, his name was basically translated Slav the Great. His last name was Slav. I'm not good at Slavic tongue. I apologize. Anybody can look this up. So Russian culture started in what is central Ukraine today, or Slavic culture. Doesn't matter if you're Polish. Doesn't matter if it's you're Serbian. Doesn't matter if you're Russian, Belarusian. It's all the same culture. And so this is a big deal to the Russians to have this being taken away. And so now you got a war. And now the war is escalating out of control. But here they are years ago laying the groundwork. Now, 8 years ago, for exactly what has happened, the overthrow of the Ukrainian government and a puppet that has now been installed. And that's why we're sliding into thermonuclear war and economic collapse right now. Here is the disgusting clip.
I just wish Ronald Reagan were still alive to fix this mess. Here to tell me how to reanimate Reagan is the editor of Foreign Affairs magazine, Gideon Rose. Mr. Rose, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, he's a warmonger.
Here's the magazine, Foreign Affairs. Now, Gideon, help me out here. We've got a battle. The Ukraine, some of them want to go into the EU, the European Union.
Right.
And some of them want to stay with Russia. If the Ukraine's not in Europe right now, what continent is it on?
Well, it's part of Eurasia, but it's part of Eastern Europe and the former Soviet bloc.
Uh-huh.
It's basically Robin to Russia's Batman. And the challenge here is to try to attract it to the West, to get it to flip sides.
So the rebels in the streets, what are they fighting for?
They're fighting for a better future. Countries have a development.
That sounds like a political speech.
No, but it's actually true. Really? Countries have to develop over time. And Ukraine, basically, after the end of the Soviet Union, faced two tracks. It could stay a sort of stagnant, corrupt, authoritarian country tied to Russia, or it could essentially join the West. It could modernize, liberalize, become a democracy. At the last minute, when it looked like it was going to trade up from its sort of abusive relationship with its boyfriend from the hood to a nice yuppie.
You're not loading these choices in any way whatsoever.
It's actually true. When it looked like it was going to trade up to a better environment, at the last minute, Putin offered a bribe.
How much?
$15 billion.
That's a lot of cash.
It's
man.
A lot of cash. And the president, who himself was tied to the old elites and the eastern part of the country, tied to Russia, decided to back off the change and go
join
Russia.
You know how many pirate-themed restaurants you can buy with $15 billion?
The problem was the western parts of the country and the younger parts of the country and the more modern liberal parts of the country basically knew that they had no future being Russia's vassal. So they took to the streets.
America taking sides in this in any way? If these people, the rebels are winning right now, right?
Yes, just recently.
Why isn't Obama spiking the ball in the end zone and calling Putin and saying, hey, you might have won the medal count, but we won the country count, biatch?
It's actually a very good question, and the answer is that we don't want Russia to intervene and kick over the table like a game of Risk and take Ukraine back. And so
they do that? Could he send in troops?
Yes, he could. So we are choosing.
Does Ukraine have any troops of their own? Would they fight back?
Yes, but we don't want this to escalate, and we don't want Russia to crack down. So we want to basically distract Russia. Oh, look, you have the highest medal count. Oh, you did really well. Focus on the Olympics.
Here's a shiny object. Focus on an entire country away from you.
Basically.
Now, there's a power vacuum right now.
There's a power vacuum. The opposition is all together, which everybody, it's easy to agree on getting rid of the bad old regime and much harder to create a stable country in which everybody compromises and moves forward.
Well, they need a strong leader to move the country forward. Do you know who's always good at a moment like that? Vladimir Putin. Do you think he might volunteer to come in and help Ukraine?
The reason we don't want Putin to get involved in this, and so we are basically, we want to try and involve him in this decision so that he allows Ukraine to go. We want a non-exclusive relationship with Ukraine. You can have a relationship with it too.
You're the only one making this into a girlfriend-boyfriend relationship.
Ukraine is basically choosing its future between two completely different courses of action, and we're trying to blur that choice so the old boyfriend doesn't get too upset when it makes the right choice towards us.
He might punch us in the face. Well, thank you so much, Gideon Rose.
So that's what they do is they have Foreign Affairs, the publication of the New World Order, the globalists that want to end our country and their own admissions, up there selling World War III, and now here we are. Now, here's a new clip just came out today. This is Nobel Prize winner, just got it. Alexandra Matvalinchuk is standing beside the Kiev playground that was hit by a piece of Russian missile, calling for Ukraine to be given advanced air defense systems. So, again, you get peace prizes now for calling for expanded wars. Here's a clip.
My name is Alexandra Matvichuk. I'm head of Center for Civil Liberties. Our organization received this week the Nobel Peace Prize. I am in the center of Kyiv, near the children's playground. where a lot of children with their parents are playing every day. This children's playground was hit by Russian rockets today. Near, you can see the National Taras Shevchenko University. It's my alma mater, where I have studied for years. There is no military necessity in hitting these objects. Russians did these things because they could. We ask international community to recognize Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism. We ask international community to provide Ukraine the modern air defense systems. We ask to stop this circle of impunity, to create international tribunals and hold Putin, Lukashenko and other war criminals accountable.
By the way, I'm not defending the Russian invasion of Ukraine any more than I'm defending the globalists starting the whole thing. But if you look at the playground, there's not even a crater. There's people wandering around where supposedly a bomb fell, obviously off target if it even did. They're just lying. And why do we know that? This woman was given a Nobel Peace Prize because she's a warmongering fraud, just like Henry Kissinger was given a Peace Prize, or Obama was given one. Why don't they give Hitler one posthumously? So I want to see the crater. I want to see where the playground got hit. These are the same folks that lied and talked about, oh, everybody got killed on this island, on Snake Island by the Russians. It wasn't true. And a man shot a Russian MiG down with a shotgun. Wasn't true. And there were Russian mass graves. Wasn't true. Wasn't true. Wasn't true. Wasn't true. Wasn't true. Wasn't true. Over and over again. Yes, are now military and government sites being hit and are shrapnel flying into the public? Yeah, because they've been launching attacks inside Russia and in Russian annexed areas. So now the war's going from the Vogue photo shoots. And everybody, there you go. There's a crater on the edge of the playground. That's what we need to see. Now it's all gone from some distant thing that they're doing to the Russians to now it's happening to them. It's a tragedy, and I'm absolutely against it, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm against World War III, and I think it's terrible. Absolutely terrible. But that's where we are. Now, when we come back, we got a very special clip that's going viral. Wait till we get there. We'll play it coming up, and then Steve Bannon joins us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Welcome back to this Tuesday edition of the Alex Jones Show. Very blessed and honored to be here. He's got a lot of big breaking news coming up. The one, the only, Steve Bannon joining us start of the next hour. He'll be gone 30 minutes into the hour, and then right back to your phone calls. I'm going to go to some of your phone calls in Australia and Texas and Maryland and Arizona and New Jersey here in a moment. But I wanted to play this clip that's gone super viral. And my old friend Joe Rogan here in Austin yesterday questioning the founder of Rolling Stone magazine, Jan Winner. And this is the perfect old hippie. He launches Rolling Stone about the drug culture and free speech and all this, and now he says the government's got to censor everybody. The government's got to control everybody. And that's how the left has fully embraced authoritarianism, totalitarianism, communism, fascism, whatever you want to call it, and says the government should decide, like the FDA, what food you can eat. And he uses the example of the FDA does such a great job with drugs, and Joe Rogan nails him, saying 25% of drugs get recalled. And now the FDA's a rubber stamp of Big Pharma. So listen to these old, and I'm not against old people in general, but these old leftists are the worst. And this is what they believe across the board. Here he is.
Regulate the internet?
Absolutely.
You trust the people that got us into the Iraq war under false pretenses to regulate the internet? Do you think that makes any sense?
Well, wait a minute. I would not. The people
by the way,
got
start
us
it
into
over.
The Iraq.
Hit pause. Bring it back to the beginning. I want to say something here. I covered this 6 years ago, 5 years ago. It was in mainline government documents, mainline Wall Street Journal reports, saying, don't worry about dinosaur media. Don't worry about legacy media. We've got a plan to censor the left and the right, starting with WikiLeaks and Alex Jones. And when we're done with them, we're going to censor everybody. Now the Secretary of State in Texas came out and attacked me all over the news today and said I caused threats on election officials questioning the Texas election in 2020. I didn't question the Texas election. Trump won. The Republicans won here. Yeah, there was some fraud, but I barely covered it. And now they want to sue me and take me off air for that because they had an FBI agent, never knew who he was, never said his name, who was involved in Sandy Hook responding to it. He sued me for $550 million, never said his name. So now if you criticize a government response, or you criticize government, period, the bureaucrats are going to sue you? That's all over the news today. Yahoo, AP, Reuters, Republican Texas election chief blasts nuts peddling 2020 conspiracy theories and zooms in on Alex Jones. Because I'm the target. For now, more lawsuits against you criticize government, the bureaucrats sue you. I told you it's not about me, it's about you. But let's get back to the founder, Jan Winner, of Rolling Stone, and just listen to this dirtbag. Here it is.
Meant to regulate the internet?
Absolutely.
You trust the people that got us into the Iraq war under false pretenses to regulate the internet?
Do you think
that makes any sense?
Well, wait a minute. The people who got us into the Iraq war...
It's the government.
Was the politicians.
It's the government.
In the end, yes, it's the government. But who else is going to regulate?
But if they're going to be in power and they're regulating the internet, they're going to regulate the internet in a way that suits their best interests. No, the same way they do with the banking industry, the same way they do with the environment, the same way they do with energy, the same way they do with everything.
No,
what represents their interests? There's so you're talking about so much money involved in disseminating information in a very particular way.
The richest companies in the world are, right now, are the internet companies are rich beyond belief.
Yeah, it's a disruptive thing that has never existed before. I think it exists, and I think where we're at is where we're at. I think we need to move forward collectively as a country with an ethic that respects truth and that appreciates opinions and reality and an understanding of things that's not necessarily possible with corporate interests involved in dissemination of information.
But there's no way to do that except through the government. There's no way that you can do that except through the government. Human nature is not going to change.
But the government's not going to change either.
But the government is capable of change. Okay, look, the government regulates, for example, the food supply. Or it can regulate, let's take the
food supply.
Yeah, the Department of Agriculture.
Why have they let glyphosate infestate all of our foods?
Let's say it was one thing.
Yeah, but that's the problem. That's the government regulating.
Well, then we better get better politicians in them to appoint better people. I mean, it's not, again, don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
Right.
Okay. So let's take the SEC or take the Food and Drug Administration, which regulates big pharma. On the one hand, we've got a very safe supply of drugs in this country. You know,
safe?
Their drugs are tested. You know, you don't get too many bad drugs, you know, prescribed drugs.
25% of all drugs approved by the FDA get recalled.
So that old authoritarian communist that's filthy rich, who wants you to be poor, he just said human nature doesn't change. We can't trust the public with speech, but government can change. We can trust the government. The whole country's founded on us having free speech, unlike other countries. That's why people wanted to come here. One of the main reasons. This guy's anti-American. And then Joe Rogan talks about we need to have a culture of values that's for free speech. And he's like, yeah. The Rolling Stone geezer says run by the government. Because he was in those meetings, folks, 5-6 years ago. They had a bunch of them. Where they told him, you'll still have a job, you'll still have sponsors, you'll still be successful once we shut all your competition down. And that's why this old loser, nothing against him, he's old, but I'm saying old ideas, failed systems, that's why he wants censorship, because nobody's reading Rolling Stone. It went from being a broadsheet to a little bitty thing, and now it's failing financially. It puts out fake articles about ivermectin killing thousands in Oklahoma. It puts out fake articles about me calling for me to be taken off the air. It's a joke. It's pro-establishment. I'm going to go to Alistair in Australia here in just a moment. Bannon pops in for 30 minutes, and I'll get to everybody that's patiently holding D, Jordan, Greg, DJ, Greg, Mike, Carlos, Angela, Jason, and others. But first, we're not funded by George Soros, the New Lord. We're funded by you. Plus, we got incredible products you need. And right now, we've extended for 3 days. We're having a special broadcast that runs to midnight tomorrow, an emergency fundraiser. Bunch of big special guests. Tune in and share the feed. It's a big event tomorrow. I'll tell you later in the day some of the big guests that are joining us, but it's a big lineup. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion finally back in stock. So good for your body. So delicious. So healthy. 50% off, especially with the fall and winter being here. You need to boost your immune system. 50% off, X3, all three types of the best iodine that supercharge your immune system, all electrochemical activity in the body, your focus, your IQ, everything. There's a major run on iodine happening right now. It's all over the news. But despite that, we're keeping it at 50% off, even though it's going to sell out very, very quickly. Your X3 exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We also have all the other great products at InfoWarsStore.com, like BrainForce Ultra, BrainForce Plus, totally two different formulas. One's long-lasting and amazing. One's super fast-acting, very strong, dissipates in a few hours. Why I love it is I've had to go do something at night. I'm tired. Take a squirt out of the tongue. In 3 hours, it's gone. It's amazing. BrainForce Ultra, it's all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And if you want to get high-quality, storable food at the lowest prices you're going to find, ready to ship right now, PrepareToday.com. With all the crazy stuff going on, that's how you beat inflation and get ready. PrepareToday.com or PrepareWithAlex.com takes you the same place. And 1776coin.com if you want to get the fundraiser coin. The Teddy Roosevelt, Man the Arena. I want to thank all of you that have gotten the coin. Encourage others to get them while you still can. 1776coin.com. All right, Alistair in Australia. First caller, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hello. Alex, can you hear me clear?
I can, brother. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for getting me through quickly. It's 4 o'clock here in Melbourne, so it's late. And I understand your stress, Alex. I can see where the stress is coming from. You know, I've been listening to your show for a long time, and you bear a heavy burden, but you shrug it off impressively. So anyway, I just wanted to get to some of the things that's been going on in Melbourne, because this is the heartland of the Great Reset. I've actually ordered your book on the Great Reset, which I'm patiently waiting to arrive. But we had 2 years of lockdown here, and I was working at a supermarket, which was one of the only businesses that remained open. And I was there on the front lines watching toilet paper go off the shelves and people going crazy with masks. And you were dead on about everything.
You lived through the beta test of martial law. Steve Bannon's in 6 minutes, but stay there. He's on at 5 after. I'm going to come right back to you, Alistair. I want to give you the floor to let people know, because when you said Melbourne is ground zero for the model of the world, Klaus Schwab admits it, you are the beta test. Australia today, the world tomorrow. Don't hang up, Alistair. I know it's 4 a.m. Stay right there, back in 2 minutes with Alistair. And then we'll have Bannon on for 25 minutes, and then your calls. We're taking a ton of your calls today. We'll take calls for at least an hour and a half after that. Can't wait to take your calls. They're amazing. Stay with us.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Look, it's not hype that InfoWars has changed the world. It's not hype that your support of InfoWars is the reason we were able to do this.